Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. There's been nothing to be cheerful about in the Gibbs home since the automobile accident that killed young Barry Carlton and put Penny Gibbs in the Heatherton Hospital, injured, scarred, and in danger of going blind. But life goes on, and good things happen even in the shadow of tragedy. Young Nora and Freddie Lang are at the breakfast table this morning. As Nora says...
Crickets, Freddie. I'm not a mother yet.
Yes, but you're going to be, Nora. Say, is the doctor going to tell us exactly when?
Oh, not just yet, Freddie, but we'll know pretty soon.
Oh.
Oh, you're ready for more coffee, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I'll get it for you. I really...
No, you don't, Nora. You stay right there. You take it easy.
Crickets, Freddie, it certainly isn't going to hurt me to walk over to the stove and put a flame under the coffee.
If you have anything to do around here, I'll do it for you.
Now, Freddie, you're being very silly. Huh? There are lots of things I have to do, and they're not going to hurt me.
Well, if you have to do things, that's okay. But you don't have to put heat under the coffee for me. I can do that. There you are. See?
And would that have been a strain on me?
No, but it's walking around when you don't have to and getting up and down when you don't have to. You're going to take it nice and easy from now on, Crickets. Even if I have to hire somebody to come over here and take care of Julie and Valerie in the house for you.
Freddie Lang, you won't do anything of the kind because it's just not necessary.
Well, I...
Crickets, just because I'm going to have a baby doesn't mean I'm an invalid.
Well, I know that, Nora. But, look, you gotta take things kind of lazy at times like these.
No, Freddie, the doctor said I could do everything I'm used to doing. In fact, it's better for me if I keep on doing everything I've been doing.
Well, I guess we better get us another doctor, then. You know, the guy you're going to must not like kids.
It's Dr. Ryan. I couldn't do better.
Doc Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he has his weak moments.
Believe me, Freddie, if I follow Dr. Ryan's advice, we'll both be all right.
Both be all right? But, Nora, it's no hardship on me having a baby. What do you mean, we'll both be all right?
The baby and I.
Oh. Yeah, I cut that one kind of slow, didn't I? Baby and you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of funny thinking about you as a... Well, as two people.
We will be not long from now. We won't be just a couple, then. We'll be a family.
Yeah, it's going to be three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four.
Oh, Freddie, no.
Well, why not? One for you and one for me. I'll make a football player out of the boy, and you can make a cook out of the girl.
Oh, fine. The boy gets to play games while the girl learns how to work.
Well, who's going to marry some tomato who can't cook, huh?
Is that why you married me?
Yeah, that's just why I married you. After I fell in love with you.
Oh, Freddie, that was sweet. Oh, Crickets, the coffee's boiling over.
Gosh, I forgot all about it. I'm sorry, Nora.
Oh, it isn't any more your fault than it is mine. I'll make a fresh pot for you.
No. I'll make it for you if you want some, but I can get some out at the farm. Your dad always has some on the stove.
Oh, I don't think I care for any more just now.
Well, how come? You always have at least three cups. What's the matter, Nora? Don't you feel so good?
Yes, I feel fine.
Crickets, look me in the eye and tell me that.
I'm all right, Freddie, honestly.
You didn't keep looking at me when you said that.
I told you the truth, though. Honestly, I did.
I think I'll get the doc right now.
Oh, Freddie, now don't be silly. It's all perfectly natural at a time like this. just feel a little upset once in a while, that's all. It goes away.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I still think I'll get the doc. I knew it, Nora. There's something wrong with you, and we're not going to have any...
Unless I hear about a doctor.
Oh, hello, Mr. Billings. Nora's sick.
No, I'm not, Mr. Billings. Freddie just thinks I am.
Going through the pains of becoming a father already, is he, Nora?
Yes, he is. You'd think I was going to have the baby tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead. Call me a sap if you want to, Nora, but I just want everything to be all right.
Can hardly be anything but all right these days, Freddie. Mothers get good care now. Having a baby is the average woman's closest thing to luxury and a vacation. Don't do this. Don't do that. Take this. Take that. Watch this. Watch that.
Yes, but Mr. B, Nora's not watching anything. And she's doing everything that she's always done.
Freddie, it's much too early to have to worry about anything. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Well, I don't care. I still say that
Freddie,
you ought to take it.
You're just like every other prospective father, worrying, suffering, fretting over his wife if she herself were a child. Didn't used to be that way. My mother had 9 healthy children. The oldest is 85 today and the youngest 57.
Yeah?
Why, do you know, she was up to milk the cow the day her first child was born. My brother Harry was born at 4 that afternoon.
You lived on a farm, Mr. Billings?
Yeah, big farm, Nora, upstate. Farm bigger than Freddie's. Hmm. And my mother did her share of the chores. And believe me, it was a big share of them, too. Even on the days we were born, all 9 of us.
Well, I guess maybe women were tougher in those days, Mr. B.
Well, my mother was a frail little woman, Freddie. Just a bit of a thing. But the day I was born, they tell me she was up and around the house just as she always was.
Now, you see, Freddie, it doesn't hurt to do the things you always do, and that's just what Dr. Ryan said.
Yes, but Nora, that was then, and this is now. And that was Mr. B's mother, and you're you. It's a whole lot different.
Yes, it is a lot different. With doctor's care, constant watching and checking, all that goes on when the child is born and after. But having a child in my mother's day, and in our circumstances especially, the birth of a child was just one of the ordinary events of ordinary living. And to my dad, a new child was a new farmhand or someone to help around the house.
Well, no kid of mine is ever going to do a lick of work until he's out of school, Mr. B.
No, no, you wouldn't deprive him of the satisfaction of earning his own money on summer jobs and odd jobs after school, would you, Freddie?
Well, no. That is, if he wants
to
work, but
Freddie means is that our baby's going to be spoiled.
You bet your life he's going to be spoiled, Nora. Both of them.
Counting your children before they're born, eh, Freddie?
Freddie wants us to have twins.
Well, that might not be a bad idea.
Sure, it's twice as good an idea as having one.
You're right.
Say, look, Mr. B, will you keep an eye on Nora when I'm not around? I don't want her to do anything that's too tough.
I'll keep her in my easy chair with her knitting, if it'll make you happy, Freddie.
It's the only thing that will make me happy.
Crickets, wouldn't I be happy sitting in an easy chair for months? Oh, say, you better hurry out to the farm or you'll be late, Freddie.
Yeah, I guess maybe I better. Mm-hmm. I told your dad I'd be early, too. Well, goodbye.
You aren't going to forget something, are you?
Oh, gosh, no. Goodbye, Nora.
Bye, darling.
I can take care of that department for you, Freddie.
Mr. Billings.
Well, if you still think you've got the glamour to get away with it, Mr. B, you're still welcome to try.
Come on. Bye.
He's going to be a long-suffering father, isn't he, Nora?
He's going to spoil me as much as he intends spoiling our baby. He'd have a fit, too, if he knew what I'm going to do today.
Yeah, what's that, child?
I'm taking the train to Heatherton to see Penny.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ross will be over at 10 o'clock to take care of the children and everything, so you'll be good and don't tell Freddie I went down there, and I'll bake you your favorite pie when I get back this afternoon. Come in. Hello, Penny.
Hello, Nora.
Surprised?
Well, I didn't expect anyone this afternoon.
Well, I knew nobody was coming to see you today. That's why I decided to sneak away from Rossville for a little while. And I brought you something, too.
Oh, Nora, I wish you wouldn't.
Wait till I open the box and I'll show you what it is. Or can you guess?
No, I can't.
Well, look.
It's beautiful, Nora.
Don't you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a coconut cake.
A chocolate coconut cake, Penny. Your super favorite. I baked it for you myself early this morning before anybody else was up. I was so sleepy while I was doing it, I was afraid it wasn't going to turn out, but it did.
You shouldn't have gone to all that trouble, Nora.
Oh, I wanted to do it, Penny. The nurse outside said you could have some now. Shall I cut you some?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Oh.
Well, put it on the table, Nora.
Don't you want it at all?
Yes, but not just now, Nora. Oh, I'm being very ungrateful. I really do appreciate the cake. Truly, I do.
I, I just hope you'll feel like trying a little piece of it at least.
I will. I will later, Nora.
You don't mind if I sit with you for a little while, do you?
Not if you want to.
Well, there isn't any train going back to Rossville until 3:45, and it's just 2:00 now.
Stay as long as you like.
Well, when you're tired, you just tell me and I'll leave. I understand you're going to have your final eye examination tomorrow morning.
Yes, Nora, I am.
I'm awfully anxious to know what they find out, Penny. Why don't you phone us at the house tomorrow and tell us what the doctor says? I'm home, everybody.
Well, Nora, just in time to bake me that pie, eh?
Oh, crickets, Mr. Billings. I forgot to stop at the grocer's for the apples.
Forgot? Doesn't sound like you forgot anything, child. Something go wrong at the hospital?
No, I guess not, but... Oh, it was so hard to talk to Penny. I didn't know what to say to her, and she hardly talked at all.
How'd she like your cake?
Didn't make the slightest impression on her.
No?
And, Mr. Billings, she didn't once mention anything about the baby. She just wasn't Penny, not even the least little bit.
Well, what can you expect, Nora? Penny's whole life has had an abrupt and cruel change. She may never be the same Penny Gibbs who left here to marry young Carlton.
I know, Mr. Billings.
You don't know, Nora. None of us know. After a long, hard session of crying, she may throw off the burden she carries because of the tragic event of the recent past. But no matter how straight she walks or how high up she holds her head, she'll always feel the pain of a wounded heart.
Is Jed right? Will time never blot the tragic memory of Barry Carlton from Penny's mind and heart? And what will Penny learn tomorrow about her eyes? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.